Welcome. You are listening to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host. This is Fierce Manson. Today is Friday. It is fun, fresh Friday. It is July 16th, 2021. It is 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and it is 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. That is the time zone that rocks. Thank you so much for joining in with me on today. All right, now you know what I'm going to ask you to do. I want your pretty little fingers, your fun little fingers, to do the dancing on your keyboard, laptops, desktops, and your mobile devices. I want you to head on over to Facebook.com. If you will, please use the keyword, the Fierce Female. And when the page comes up, I want you to give it a like and or a follow. Thank you so very much. I greatly appreciate it. And, you know, I do have to give a shout-out to my international team, Fierce Nation International. I really do appreciate you guys very, very much. You are awesome. You are spectacular. That team pretty much is individuals in South and West Africa, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and Uganda. And right now, I do want to say hello to Dave. You guys, this guy is so hot. I am so excited about Dave Mahi. His sound and vibe is off the chain. And so I have him here on today, and I want to say hello to him. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you going?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm really excited to be on.
I'm glad to have you here with me on today. You know, your music is really nice. And I, let me tell you, I love your video that you have posted on Facebook. I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I saw that, the Brady Bunch. I saw it on, I think it was Instagram.
Yeah.
Was it on your wife's page
you
or
like
your page? Yes, it's really fun. I'm telling you, it's really fun. It's original. I haven't seen anything like it. It's really, really cool. But there's another video with your song. Is it Highway to Love?
Yeah, Highway to Love. Yeah.
That was one
of my favorites.
You know what? And it's my favorite, too.
Really?
It is. It's one of my favorites. I love it. A really chill vibe to it. It's really nice. I really like it. And, you know, the music you're welcome. The music I was playing yesterday, Belly Dancer, is really nice as well. You know, the vibe is really cool and laid back. So now tell me, we can do a really short impromptu interview, if that's okay. You have a few moments?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I got time
Wonderful.
For you.
So tell me about that single that's going to be dropping on July 24th, the new single.
Yeah, Chasing Dreams. That was one of the first like slower vibe songs that I was working on. It's pretty much like everyone wants to chase dreams, but everyone thinks it's just a dream. But like to me, when I first started getting into all this, at the same time, I fell in love as well with my partner. I was chasing my dreams, and like it's pretty much just saying like you can do it no matter what.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I did that whole slow vibe-ish, like chilly.
You know what? And to speak of your partner, she is really amazing. She is so amazing.
She is.
Yeah, I was
she as well. She does all my videos.
She does? Really?
Yeah. We do everything together.
She is good. You know, I was looking at her pictures on Instagram. I'm like, wow, she is really strong. The things that she was doing, and she was, the pictures I saw, she was pregnant. And I'm like, oh, my God. She was lifting weights. I think she was like 8 weeks pregnant, lifting weights.
Like we've been doing posts and stuff every week, like 28 weeks, 29, and now she's 33. But on her 31, I was on her shoulders. She was holding me, and I weighed 100 kilos.
I know, she's pretty impressive. I said, Jesus Christ. I saw that. I'm like, is this really for real? Is this for real?
She is phenomenal.
I was a little scared. I was scared at first. I was a little scared. I said, I hope she's okay. I don't want her to hurt herself.
Well, yeah, she's pretty fit and strong. So
okay.
She just kept it up during the pregnancy, and like, yeah, now there's not long to go. So, but that's why as well, I think, you know, she deserves someone to write songs about her. So that's why I do it.
Well, that's really wonderful. There was one cute picture. There was the two little boys. He had his arm around, I don't know if they were brothers or cousins, but it was so cute. You know, the family is so cute. I love the family pictures. It's really, really cute.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
So I'm going to go ahead and play the song, Find You. Tell me a little bit about that particular song. So is this about your partner?
Yeah, Find You, I wrote because we both had two kids to other people before. Like I've known my partner since school, but you know, we went our different ways in life, and then we came together. And I pretty much wrote Find You because yeah, if I could rewrite the time, I would have all the kids with her, you know, if I could go back. But yeah, it is how it is, and good anyway. So I just wrote that because, yeah,
aww,
it's about pretty much the whole Brady Bunch thing.
Oh, that is so sweet. So I'm going to go ahead and play Find You, and we're going to listen to it, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit more if that's okay.
Yeah, cool. Sounds good.
Okay, stand by. Hold on.
Stay fine.
Yes. All right, guys, if you're just tuning in, you just heard the song Find You, and that is by the none other than talented musician artist Dave Mahi. And I want to tell you guys, this particular song, Find You, reminds me of maybe a Hawaiian wedding song. And so this song could really, really seriously be a wedding song. I could see it being played during a wedding, you know, when you're marching in. And this song, Find You, it's like a Hawaiian wedding song, or maybe a wedding that's on the beach, something like that nature, with really soft flowers, really soft. And so that song, to me, you know, it's a love song, Finding You. It really speaks volumes of love. So I can really feel the love in that song. And that's why I think and feel that it is a beautiful piece of music. It's a beautiful song for a wedding. And so if you are planning to get married maybe during the summer of 2022, this would be a song of choice that you could have at your wedding. And that is Find You by Dave Mahi. That's M-A-H-E. It's a beautiful song, very well written. The music is really soft. And so I think it's a really nice song that could be played during a dinner, a romantic candle-lit dinner, maybe Valentine's Day. So it can be used for different love things. And so this music, it's a love thing song for sure. And so I really did enjoy it. And so if you're listening, once again, to the Fierce Female Network, I want you to follow the show at iHeartRadio.com as well as Spotify.com. I would really greatly appreciate it. Thank you so very much. And there is another group on Facebook I want to tell you about, You Are Fierce, which is the group for entrepreneurs. If you're needing motivation and inspiration, that is the group for you. You Are Fierce. It's more than a group. It's a group of people that's trying to encourage one another on a daily basis with positivity. And so I'm going to turn back to Dave and talk a little bit more about his journey in music and how he got started and when he started taking it seriously. And so this episode, you know, I am calling it Lighting Up Australia with a Bob Marley vibe. He has a true, really talented Bob Marley vibe. To me, that's the way I feel about it. And so I'm enjoying this time with Dave Mahi. And so tell me, Dave, when did you first get into music? What was your inspiration to really get into music?
I've always, you know, sang and stuff like that growing up. My dad being Polynesian, like, music is a massive thing, especially the reggae stuff. But I think when the coronavirus hit last year, I just had a feeling that I had to chase my dreams, you know, and like do what I wanted to do in my life. And that's pretty much how I came across doing it seriously, teaching myself how to mix and engineer, master my music, make beats. And I just put all my time and energy into doing that. So I can thank the coronavirus for that.
Okay. Well, you're doing a wonderful job. You're doing a beautiful job with your music. I really do enjoy it. I want everyone to listen to Dave Mahi. And once again, if you did miss it earlier, he does have a new single that's coming out on July 24th, Chasing Dreams. And I do want you guys to listen to the music. You know, it's really enjoyable. You can find him on Spotify. You can check out his music on Spotify.com. Please do that. I really do appreciate it very much. And so, Dave, I am running a little bit short on time. Do you have any other remarks that you wanted to make toward the listening audience as far as your music and your career, or perhaps what you aspire to do in the future?
I'll just continue what I'm doing. And, like, if I can just touch one person with my music, then I'm doing my job. It's spreading the love. And I want to thank you so much as well.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I do appreciate your coming on today and taking the time out of your schedule to say hello to the listening audience. Thank you so much, and I do enjoy sharing your music with the listening audience. It's been a pleasure to connect with you on social media. It's been a pleasure connecting with you and looking at the pictures with you and your partner. I have really enjoyed the journey. Just knowing you in this very short period of time, it's really been wonderful.
Thanks so much.
You're more than welcome. So I'm going to play some more of Dave's music. I had played some music yesterday, which was Cool Waters. I enjoyed that tune very, very much. And I want you guys to have an opportunity to hear it again. So if you missed it on yesterday, it is Cool Water. Take a listen.
Yeah, it's Dave Mahey. I'm gonna keep coming with these reggae vibes, man. Because they bangin', man.
Reggae vibes flood, smashing on your ears like Beats by Dre does. Spread through your body like COVID-19, but there ain't no cure for the M-A-H-E.
Give me like the waves,
let's go.
Falling down.
Woo.
Crashing through the door without making a sound. If I can see it,
I believe.
So I got to chase it down. I'm in quarters.
All right, guys, that was Cool Water. I am telling you, I was getting my Hawaiian vibe on over here. Listening to that song takes me to a place in Hawaii. I am telling you, it is so Tahitian. It really is like Hawaiian. It has you picture like you're on the beach, and it just gives you that really coolness. It really does. It makes you really calm. It's really calming. That music is really calming. It really has a great vibe to it. And so he's doing it well. He's got that Bob Marley thing going on for sure. And, guys, we are just about out of time. So I really enjoyed this time playing the music of Dave Mahey. And guess what? I get to do it all over again with Dave Mahey's music. It's really great and it's beautiful. He's a beautiful soul. Him and his partner, Cynthia, beautiful. Beautiful souls. I really do appreciate them because they are awesome people with good vibes, good energy, clean-hearted, pure-hearted. And that's what I love. You know, I love promoting people with pure hearts because their motive is right. His motive is so on because all he wants to do is spread love and positivity. And I am 100%, I am all for that, 1,000%. So I'm behind him 1,000% when it comes to a pure heart, love, and positivity. Thank you guys for tuning in, and come back with me and listen to some more music from Dave Mahey on the Fierce Female Network.
You motivated, you motivated, you winning.